All right, I'll just kind of follow up from yesterday's post game in regards to our consistency. There's a lot of good things that happened in the game for us, especially defensively, but somehow we got to find a way when we already know some of our shortcomings of finishing games. We've got to find a way to actually do it, because even at halftime we talked about this is a great opportunity for us to do what we have failed to do over these first quarter of games, and so we were all well aware of it on that sideline, and we just, when we had some opportunities, we didn't come through on them. And there's a handful of plays in that game that would have made a difference in that game, and unfortunately we did not execute them, and that was a difference, and they did. So very similar to what I said yesterday. Got to find a way to fix that. That's my job, and keep addressing it, and hopefully when it does happen, it's going to be something that we can continue. It's going to come in bunches, but we got to get one before we can get bunches. So, sure, on the injuries. Let's go down the list here. Rasheen had a slight groin pull. I'll let you know how he's going to go as we get into practice this week. But that's why he was held out of the game. Uche came out of the game. He finished up. He had an ankle and a knee that, again, he's still having some tests done as we're speaking right now. But he went back in, and I thought, he was effective for being rolled up on twice in the first three plays. Blaine's got a shoulder that, it's his non-throwing shoulder that there's a good chance he will be able to play this week. We're going to see how it is on Wednesday. Chad will be prepared to go if it's as he is every week. I mean, no different. But we're thinking a lot of it will be up to Blaine, just to see how the shoulder feels. But we feel like, and he did, he played a couple snaps after the initial hit, and I'll know more after his tests are done today. Maurice is, he's got a foot, just, again, dealing with the feet. He is probably going to be out. I can't tell you the extent of time, but I can tell you he'll be out this game. Montel Owens, again, a shoulder on the onside kick. I don't know if you saw the hit, but it was a pretty violent hit. Was unable to return because of the shoulder. And, again, he'll be a game day probably to see how he goes through Wednesday and Thursday and Friday in practice. We'll see if he's able to practice by Wednesday. Guys that have not been practicing, Laurent Robinson, again, he still has to pass a concussion test. Daryl Smith, we're going to see where he's at when we get to Wednesday. I'm not going to say he can or he cannot. Just not come along like we'd like it to come along. And, Daryl's a very, very tough individual. And so I know it's there's something there if he's not practicing. Dwight Lowry will be out again this week, and we'll see how he's going week to week, but it does not look like he'll be ready to play this week.
What exactly is wrong with Blaine's shoulder?
I'll let you know with the MRI when that comes out.
Oh, you haven't had the MRI yet?
It's being done, right? I've been in meetings since this morning, so I have not gotten that. This is as of about 11 o'clock. Well, it was disappointing because yesterday I know he was going home. We talked about you know, he hadn't played in a game there in a professional game. So I know he's excited about that. I know he had a lot of family and friends there, and I just think he wanted to show off a little bit. And he was actually injured on the first play, and tried to play on it, and it was just, you know, obviously the pain was not pain and support with the shoe, with the shoe and the tape job that was on it. Just knew he couldn't go, and we tried to retape him on the sideline, and just we couldn't have the support that he needed to feel comfortable running the ball. But I was just disappointed that he didn't get a chance to really show his stuff out there, because I felt like he was going to have a good game for us.
Do you think it's a soft tissue injury?
Sam, I don't know, to be honest with you. It's the foot, just like some of the things we've had with the other players, with George and – or, I'm sorry, with Austin. The midfoot, somewhere in that same thing.
But they have – clearly they've done MRIs, x-rays. They haven't said, hey, his foot's broken.
No. I mean, not from initial looks at it. No, not from when we were out there. So we'll know more again. But I could tell he's out. Yes, pretty much everybody that's, you know, has anything significant, we feel like it's significant, gets x-rays and MRIs. And so I just know the way he's right now, he's on crutches, non-weight bearing. You guys saw that after the game yesterday. And, you know, I can tell you he's going to probably be out for this game based on the history of the foot injuries that we've had up to this point. We're gonna wait today on that. We haven't really discussed that, just because we feel like Blaine has a chance to play. So we'll give it another day, see how he is in the morning. But I know he's sore this morning.
Is there a chance that Blaine takes a normal number of snaps to practice this week? Do you think Chad will take more of it?
There's a chance.
How do you think Henny played yesterday?
Sporadic, just basically like our offense. You know, we were very inept yesterday. A lot of the things we did, a lot of frustrating things offensively, but, you know, nothing to get us going. I mean, it really wasn't anything. And, you know, we got to protect them, obviously, better. We had some chances finally to throw the ball down the field, and we had clean, you know, runners right at them where we had no chance. So it's hard to really give a guy a grade when the protection's not up to the standards that we need to win.
Did the Raiders change what they were doing defensively?
No. No.
They were bringing more pressure than
maybe more, but not anything we hadn't seen. I mean, practiced against, seen at some point, somewhere in the since OTAs, but nothing that's, you know, there's really nothing new anybody can do that hasn't been done. It was just a matter of blocking them better.
The two throws of Blackman not turned around, did you sort of figure out what happened there?
Justin's got to get his head around quicker on the and might have been a yard deep on it. And Chad could take a little bit off of it when he sees that his head's not around. I mean, he was so wide open that that's just something, again, with practice and timing and all that, he can take a little bit off the throw and let that thing, you know, basically glide into Blackman when his head gets turned around. The second one, again, probably a little bit of depth of where we were and again, just unfortunately growing pains of young receiver and trying to work him inside on some of those routes and a little bit of deep on it, but still should have completed it. Still got to put it on him with Chad.
Is that part of the developmental process with a rookie player, a young player, Mike, that the understanding of the precision of, hey, 1 yard makes the difference between 13 yards?
It's big, yeah. And in this league, it's very, very important. I mean, everything is. I mean, yard, half a second, releases, where you line up, all those things are major factors of getting open in this league and not getting open, and getting completions and not. And that is development of young players. I mean, again, we got young players in a lot of different places. No excuse for the way we're executing. But there are some growing pains that we're going to go through and learn from them.
Early in training camp, you said that you felt like Blackman could pick up his learning curve by maybe working harder, understanding that. Is that still a concern of yours?
I'll say this about him. I think the last 3 weeks he has come out to practice really trying to get better and doing everything we're asking. I mean, I really do. I saw a lot of good things from him yesterday. I did. You know, I know he had one catch and we had a couple of throws there that were not on him. But I thought his effort yesterday was outstanding. I thought his sideline demeanor as far as being a leader on our football team for a young receiver, not asked to do it. I watched him when our defense came off after three and out, be the first guy out there. I didn't tell him to do that. He did some things, maybe don't show a lot of production, but it will eventually if he continues on that same kind of path. But he's had 3 good weeks of practice, and it will produce at some point. I'd like it to be sooner than later, but you know it's going to happen. It's just, but a lot of other things have to happen for that to happen, starting with the protection and. I mean, everything that goes along with it.
Mike, we saw Blackman in a Wildcat formation. Are we likely to see more of that?
No, but there's a chance. You know, we've got a number of guys that have some history in their background with taking a snap. But, we're doing some things during a TV timeout that we just thought we could get a play. We had the coverage that we predicted. We just didn't block it right. Again, due to the a young receiver not blocking the right guy. We had a chance to hit that thing for a big play, but got to block the right people.
After the game, Mike, you described your offensive effort in the second half as
inept. I didn't say that their effort. I didn't say their effort.
The production.
I want to make sure, Sam.
Mistake.
It's okay. Yeah, no.
But that the production was,
yes.
was inept. Is that a collective 11-man issue? Or can you pinpoint?
No, it's not like a one, we got to fix this area alone. Everybody had their time yesterday. I mean, even our best player up front, Eugene, who's played well all year, of a play that we got a sack early on that Seymour beat him on fast. I mean, that was a play that Cecil ran by everybody, and that's what we wanted. We wanted Cecil to get by the coverage, he did, but Chad had no chance. So everybody had their piece of it, unfortunately. And you can't do that offensively. I mean, you got to be in sync. Everybody's got to be playing their best ball for us right now, especially where we are with some of the injuries we had. I mean, you got to be playing at the highest level, each guy individually, and there's no room for error. And if there is, it's really it's glaring of what can happen. Just based on all of the foot injuries we've had, Gene, just guys have not come back in a week, and based on the same results in the test and all the things that we've done with him so far, just based on that, we've had so many that.
Is there a specific MRI result from him that you're seeing?
No.
Just the way
well, really, what I mean, the initial thing was a Liz Frank concern. I mean, that's the first thing you look for in these feet, and that's the initial diagnosis on it, and that's what we've been having with these guys, sprains, and unfortunately we have enough experience at it in recent.
Oh, you also have Liz Frank?
No. but he had the same, like an arch sprain. But you can tell that just based on the pressure and where the swelling comes from. Initial swelling right even after the game.
Have they ruled out Liz Frank for Mojo yet?
I don't think so, no.
Just a possibility.
Possibility.
If you're comparing him to Austin, we might not see for 2 months. Austin, until months.
He was out a significant amount of time, yes. We're hoping it's not that, yeah.
Was the protection better when Garrett was playing, or was that good the whole game?
It was inconsistent. Again, there's times it was just inconsistent again. And again, there was not one specific player. It's not solely on the offensive line. That's our backs and our, you know, Saturday morning at the San Jose State Stadium, I purposely went over and I said, when these guys come off the edge, we got to step up and block them as quickly as we can. The line of scrimmage, don't give them a head of steam to where they can, where you sit and they push you back into the quarterback. And, you know, we didn't get that done. So, obviously, there's something I got to do more. We got to practice it more or whatever we got to do. But those are the things that they got to hear and execute it when it happens. But it wasn't just the line. Our backs could do better. Or, you know, and, protections, I've always said, really relate to everybody. That's receivers getting off the ball on the releases, getting the right depths fast. You know, that's the quarterback getting his drop, doing the right things with the progress. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into protections. And anywhere there's a breakdown, you know, especially with us right now where we're at, it's going to be glaring. No, I think just because of with Montel, you know, you're talking about two backs getting hurt yesterday. There's a chance we got to look at see who's out there, but nobody in particular right now.
How many snaps would a backup like Henny take with the number ones during the week?
A handful. I mean, not very many. More in a 7-on-7 type environment, but not. You want the starter to get as many snaps with him. You want Blaine to get all those snaps, but not very many.
So how much do you think that played his performance yesterday?
Oh, I'm sure it has a little bit to do with it. Yeah, it does. But that's, you know, that's what, yes, backup quarterbacks come in every week when there's a guy that gets hurt. And just like you ask any backup, Chris Brzezinski, who does not get a lot of snaps at free safety. You know, you want the guys that are going to see it live. You just don't get – your starters don't get – or your backups don't get as many snaps as you would like, and they've got to be able to come in and function at a level that there's not a major drop-off, and that goes for every position, let alone a quarterback position. So we're not going to start throwing half and half now, worrying about Blaine being injured in a game, and that's just – you know, nobody does that. I thought he played well. I thought he did some good things for us. I was proud of him. I talked to him after the game. He felt like he did. You know, the guy's going to tell you that I could do things better, but he just felt like, you know, he held up his end, and it was good to see.
Burton started again this week, to start the week.
Yes.
You sent a lot of defensive pressure at that early in the game. How much was that a bye week decision? Did it have to do something?
Well, it was really, I thought our guys up front did a good job. The down linemen got some pressure, let alone the blitzes that got some free runners. You know, I thought with the exception of, again, a handful, four or five plays, our defense played extremely well. But there were some things, those four or five plays could have changed the outcome of the game. But for the most part, they gave us a chance to win the game more than anybody. But the bye week wasn't, I mean, the sole factor of why we saw some things that we could do against this offense than other offenses as far as the pressure.
So because of the protection stuff, it's too early to say, gee, I need to listen to a type of thing. I mean, still have confidence in these.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Things be different.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. Yes. Definitely have confidence.
Mike Spurlock did the returns, but then you made a switch and brought Ross in that one punt return. Is he still the returner? Or you
yeah, he's still the returner. That was basically a backed-up punt, which we've worked Ross really probably the last 4 weeks at back, you know, possibly some of the things you got to worry about when you're inside your own 20, and Ross has been working that, so that's why he was in there.
Best game of the year from NC.
They played well, yeah. I'd say it's best for the D-line. I thought they did a lot of good things. You know, that's a dangerous running back, and we were concerned about them trying to establish the run based on what we've done early on. And I thought they would come in there trying to get it up and running, and I thought we stifled it early enough that they kind of got away from it. And that had a lot to do with our line really setting the edges. Austin played extremely well. George Selvey did some good things. I thought Tyson was about as good as he could play yesterday.
What's your message to an upland team yesterday against quarterback's contested passes, 680 yards, no picks?
Everybody's got to do their job. And again, when plays are there to be made, we got to make some of those plays. But everybody do their job. We're going to do our best to put you in position to do it. And you know, we got to get ready for this week. Get over that one again.
As much as you guys do before the snap on offense, obviously every offense has to be in sync. But as much as you do, did you think that there would be some growing pains because of the youth you have? Did you think it would last this long? Some of the things that are happening. And I guess secondary to that, we have to peel back some of the stuff.
We have. We already have. I mean, we scale back a lot of the things we do. Pre-snap, just make sure our guys are aware of let's worry about the Jaguars first and them second. Make sure we're not putting ourselves in a position to fail. So we have scaled back, and we may have to do that even more.
How confident is that because Norv Turner said last week he did that with a veteran guy like Rivers. As the season goes along, you sort of narrow in on what you do best?
And we're doing that still, definitely doing that. We had that discussion this morning. Again, just some of the things we're doing, we got to be careful how we're doing them. Just the more we're getting to know who we have and what we can do, it'll always be the case.
One last problem with Darryl Smith, this IR consideration, that you still have some flexibility around.
I haven't talked to IR about him yet.